powerful quake rattles Indonesia. Believers prepare for a violent crackdown in China, and orphans find a new love for books thanks to the work of a ministry. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Buildings collapsed after a powerful 7.6 earthquake rocked Sumatra, Indonesia yesterday. The quake also severed power and phone connections. AMG International's Roger Thomas says,
"We do have church planting work going on in Sumatra, and so we don't know yet whether that work has been affected at all.
It could be days before communications are restored, which makes it difficult to assess the scope of the damage. The disaster is bringing back memories for their Indonesian staff on Nias, who survived 2004.
Our folks on Nias Island were hit by the tsunami really hard. 3 months later, there was a massive earthquake that destroyed buildings and killed people again. And now here they have faced something again."
AMG is mobilizing a relief response.
"Right now we need finances, and the AMG Disaster Relief Fund is very short of funds.
Pray
that God will hear their cries and provide the means to those that are there to assist, folks like us and many others that are trying to do what they can to provide food, and then later on to help them to rebuild."
Meanwhile, 9 leaders of the Fushan Church in China were kidnapped on Friday, according to China Aid Association. Military police have been stationed around the main church to prevent services. Meetings at 30 daughter churches were also prohibited. Government officials were told this weekend to be prepared to use violence to crack down on church activity. Pray for the immediate release of the church leaders and that peace would be restored in China. You're listening to Mission Network News. Western churches are being called on to care this Christmas. Russian Ministries Project Hope will once again provide gift boxes and Bibles for orphan and poor Russian children this Christmas. Russian Ministries President Anita Danica says,
"We're hoping to build bridges of hope between Western churches and the Christians and churches there so that they can then go to the children."
Since boxes can no longer be sent directly to Russia, Russia Ministries is asking churches to take on Project Hope by sending $25 for each box. The boxes will be packed and distributed by Russian Christians. Children will receive Bibles and hear the gospel from those distributing the gifts.
"It really will mean hope and gifts in hundreds, thousands of little hands who often are so forgotten at this time of the year in that country."
It costs $25 for one box and $20 for 10 Bibles. If you or your church would like to get involved, visit our website. Next, Vision Beyond Borders traveled to Romania to help some of the poorest residents. They ministered mostly to orphans and homeless. Vision Beyond Borders' Patrick Klein says,
"We went to Bucharest and we're able to work with the street kids. Currently, there's over 3,000 people living on the streets."
A majority of these individuals are children who oftentimes sleep in the sewers for warmth and shelter. Many are already addicted to drugs and want to be delivered. Klein visited a group of these kids.
"We took sandwiches to them. We went around and prayed for them and really were able to minister the gospel to them."
Klein describes his reaction.
"Just seeing these people that are hopeless and being able to share the truth of Jesus Christ with them, and hopefully these people will come to Christ and be delivered. And we really need people to agree in prayer that these kids will be set free. But then we want to have a long, ongoing work to help get them off the streets and put them in orphanages."
Visit our website to learn how you can help. And in Kazakhstan, orphans are learning to read thanks to Operation Mobilization. OM's reading program allows orphans to learn how to read and practice their reading skills. Many orphans have a learning disorder, so they're labeled as too stupid to learn how to read. Now these kids have a new love for books and new opportunities to succeed thanks to OM's program. Pray this growth will continue. Pray also as they read about Jesus, they'll find salvation in Him. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN's now offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news, including pictures to help people in your church be doers of the word and not hearers only. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.